Is this a normal procedure for you when you do an audit to go with somebody to another state to look to decide who is going to come in and take over that state when you have representatives from Optum, which are supposed to be the oversight of the providers in this state and should have that kind of knowledge to be able to make that determination? Isn't it rather unusual? Do you provide this service all the time, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Pepin, I don't typically do that, but I have. I have seen thousands of these providers. I've audited thousands of these providers. I've walked through the doors of them, both from an education and compliance standpoint, trying to educate providers on how to document correctly, provided multiple trainings across many state agencies. I have the experience to do that, and she asked me to do that as a favor to have an additional party in the meeting. I don't think that there's a conflict, but I'm certainly
Mr. Chairman, I do think it's a conflict of interest. And were you paid to go, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Aldrich? Were your expenses paid? Were you paid by the state of New Mexico for this service?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Pepin, yes, I was paid for that particular trip by the state of New Mexico as a part of our contract, our consulting engagement with you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess just a personal opinion, I do see it as a conflict of interest. I think you're there auditing our providers in this state, and then for you then to be going out and picking new providers before the audit has been finished and the Attorney General has finished, I guess I do see that as a conflict of interest, but I guess we have a disagreement, Mr. Chairman.
If you don't mind, just one more comment, Mr. Chairman and Senator Pepin, I respect that opinion very much. It happened before the audit ever began, so I don't know if that in particular we were engaged, and it was an hour-long meeting. So.
Well,